We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with our city officials here today on City Commission Day. Of course, the City Commission has a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock, but if you blink, you might miss it. It'll be a quick one probably tonight, as it's all consent agenda, and we're down to the final item on the consent agenda, and that is a new traffic signal.
Right. This is a request to ask the commission to pre-approve purchasing the traffic signals themselves, and the poles really are the thing that take a lot of time. There's really only one company in the Midwest. They're out in Nebraska. We've been doing this for a while, mainly some might remember in 2019, this particular location where they're manufactured was affected by flooding, so it put them way behind schedule. And COVID hasn't led to much of them being able to keep up, so there's a 6 to 8 month lag time to be able to secure the necessary equipment. Of course, the signals are usually the last thing to be put in the intersection improvement. This is for the intersection of Levy Drive and US 24. So this is where Purple Wave and Griffith Lumber intersection is. There's the signals warranted there. Now it's also the entrance to our wastewater treatment plant and our new joint maintenance facility that's under construction at that location. So it'll be needed even more so, but it'll be a full build out of that particular intersection with turning lanes in all directions. And so we're looking forward to having that improvement done along that corridor. Again, it gets back into being able to coordinate a lot of those signals as folks are used to driving pretty fast there. And this will slow some of that down. I understand there was a caller earlier that was concerned as we're out into that corridor, and that corridor continues to improve at Green Valley and US 24. So that's not within the city. The city is under contract with KDOT to provide kind of maintenance on that facility. However, there's a construction project going there that's I believe with KDOT and Pottawatomie County are actually responsible for that. And during that, they're responsible for coordinating that signal. And obviously, it's probably in a time mode and certain times of the day. That time doesn't necessarily fit with what's going on. And I think that was the gentleman's concern. But they are constructing and making improvements to that intersection. And as such, that puts that signal in a different type of thing. But that might be better for that individual to talk to Pottawatomie County or KDOT to get a better explanation of the different phases of that particular project.
I can comment on that a little bit. I cover Pottawatomie County, and yesterday their public works project coordinator spoke about this. So I believe it's next week or sometime real soon they're going to be starting to add that second turn lane there on Green Valley. And in doing so, they're going to have to shift some traffic, and you will not be able to make that northbound turn onto Green Valley. So they're going to have a temporary signalized intersection at Excel Road, so a little further to the east. And that's how you'll be able to go north, and that's going to be about a 3 to 4 week window. They plan to have it done by then. So that will cause some traffic headaches out there. Just FYI, if you have a business out in that area or you live out there, certainly watch that one, because that's going to be a mess.
Yeah. So. Yep.
All right. Appreciate that caller's concern, though. So that pretty much wraps it up on the consent agenda. I'll tell you what, let's take our break here, and then we'll go into some other city topics here, because it's about 9:45. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.